With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, you know, we're talking about gifts, and the other day we talked about what's the greatest Christmas gift you ever, what's the coolest thing? When you were a kid, what's the thing you remember? You're like, oh my gosh, I got that. That's what I wanted. I can't believe I got it. Everybody has probably one of those Christmases where you got that one gift. We all talked about that the other day, but what about the one that you didn't get, or the one you didn't get but were able to get later on in life because you could go get it yourself because you had the wherewithal to do it?
I don't know if that ever... I loved Barbies as a kid,
yeah,
and I had an entire toy trunk full of Barbies, so I think that's all I wanted, and that was what I got.
There was only one thing. There was one that I wanted, and it was a category. I brought two of those items to work today.
You did?
I have them here.
Where are they?
I'm going to show them to you in just a few minutes.
It's an abacus.
I'm going to show you what these things are. And when I was 10, I would have killed to get my hands on this.
Just will to live.
just stick with me because I brought it with me today. I brought two of these.
I'm looking.
I've got them hidden. I brought two of these items with me, and I'm going to show them to you. But I want you to think about that. Something that you really wanted that you never got.
Wait, I want to guess what it is.
Oh, you do? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so this was from when you were a kid. You wanted them and never got them, and you bought them later in life.
I did.
I did. Well,
how old were you when you got them?
I probably was 20.
Oh, okay.
This had to be
a fad back then.
Well, no, that it can't be like anything technology. I mean, nunchucks.
No, believe me, I had plenty of those when I was training when I was younger. No.
Oh, that's right. That. You were like a jujitsu.
So it's not that. It's not that.
Chase, any ideas?
This
category.
This stuff is still this is still popular in pop culture today.
Legos.
It perpetuated on and on and on.
20 years old playing with Legos.
The Christmas gift that I wanted when I was a kid. Everybody wanted this one thing. You probably didn't get. Maybe you did. Maybe you got everything you wanted. Maybe you were one of those kids. I didn't. But there was one thing that I wanted. And I think I made it clear enough to my folks that I wanted it. I wasn't big on just begging for stuff. You know what I mean? I would say, okay, here's my little list. Thank you. I would get clothes and socks. You know?
I just picture you as you are right now with your deep voice that you have right now being like 6 or 7, be like, Mom, Dad, this is what I want. At the table, done, okay?
First of all, they would have reached across the table and smacked me and told me to watch my tone. And I would, but you know, my mom was big on the surprise. It wasn't, you're going to give me this list and you're going to get what's on the list.
Yeah.
You're going to get what we're going to get you, and it's going to be a surprise to you. And I remember getting things that I wanted, not big things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were no cars, okay? On my 16th birthday, I never woke up Christmas morning and go out on the, and oh, there's a car with a bow on it.
First of all, people who get whole cars, we're talking like Lexus, whatever, those, you never see like the used car lot commercials doing like, no. You can get a car. It's always these $50,000, $60,000 cars. Does that actually happen in real life?
I guess some people do. But I never got a car. I never got... You know, a motorcycle. I never got a go-kart or an ATV. I never got any of that stuff. It was all smaller stuff. What I did want and I didn't get, well, first of all, mean nothing to you and Chase because you've never seen an episode of this TV show.
Okay.
So now you know it has something to do with television.
Okay.
All right?
And Hawaii Five-0.
I grew up. Hawaii Five-0 was one of my favorite shows, but there were no real toys that were revolved around Hawaii Five-0 that I was aware of.
Okay.
Maybe there were, but I don't know. However, I was aware of toys that were associated with this particular television show, and I wanted three items from that show, two in particular. So I never got it. So I'm like 20, 21 years old, and I find these items on, in a specialty store.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's it. I'm getting them. And I'm going to show you what they are. And again,
I cannot wait to.
Will mean nothing, so, but it will mean nothing to you because you've never seen a single episode of this TV show.
What's the TV show?
Oh, he's digging.
Is it MASH? What is this?
Star Trek.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
I've got the Phaser 2 with, and I have two of them. Because later I found another phaser too.
You were going to give it to your friend, but you didn't have any, huh?
Right, because this one actually works like the one on TV, like a prop, because the phaser 1 separates from the phaser 2 pistol, okay? And it also will make noise, but there's no batteries in it now. I just popped some batteries in it because the phaser 1 does not separate from this. But I loved Star Trek, and I still do to this day.
Let's do a battle picture.
Then the Star Trek communicator.
Yep, all right. Does it do it?
First of all, it will make the sound. So that's when the communicator is calling you, okay? And then when you open the communicator, there's the sound. It doesn't make it. It makes that sound, okay? And this stuff here still does all that. Well,
I'm impressed that it still works. What good quality.
I know, but anyway, I wanted these so bad. And then when I found them, when I was older, I got them. I said, I'm going to get them, and I have them. Of course, they're useless to me.
Useless?
But I mean, check that out. This is the actual size, everything. That is a prop phaser. And I know I'm not the only one who wanted those. Star Trek fans, you know what I'm talking about.
Did you get the singlet? The singlet outfit that they had.
No. That was the newer versions. They didn't wear those in the original series. This stuff's from the original series.
Oh, jeez.
So that was the one that I wanted. How about you? What's the toy you said? Okay, now I can afford it. Now I can get it. Now I'm going
to
do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.